Yeah, making love with you. But dig, baby, I'll be shooting straight up at you. How you gonna attack what you can't see? Yeah, no time lost. You thought, baby. Now bring out your cool hip and let me spread it all across your Christmas tree. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Scruff Mouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
I should introduce the show first. This is The Spice of Life from 2 to 3 on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We play post-rock, and in that way, I'm kind of like post-rock Santa. I'm going to come down your chimney in this next hour and leave you gifts of post-rock music. If you've been good, and if you've been naughty, I'm going to leave you with Cole. My friend Cole. I don't know where you would buy the mineral Cole in this day and age, but I do have a friend Cole. He's quite nice if you want to hang out with him. Anyway, so we're going to play some post-rock. Even though it's Christmas, you guys are probably thinking, what a crazy guy. It's on Christmas and he's still doing this show. Well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't miss this for the world. I really enjoy this. And if you guys are actually taking the time out of your Christmas to listen to this, that's wonderful. I'm not going to be playing any Christmas-themed music because I don't think there are any Christmas-themed post-rock songs. I say that with absolutely no knowledge of it, but I'm not going to look into it. I have some good music planned for us today, and if you're wondering how I got into the sub on Christmas, I didn't. I'm recording this beforehand. It's actually the 16th for me now, but for you guys, it's the 25th through the miracle of radio. Isn't that amazing? Isn't technology amazing? So, I hope you guys are having a great holiday area season, whatever holidays you choose to celebrate. It's Christmas for me, but it's also just, like, it to me, it doesn't matter what you call it. It's just a reason to spend time with your family. So that's exciting, and I hope you guys all get a chance to spend time with your loved ones. I am going to kick off the music set today with a song by a band called My Dad vs. Yours. They are Canadian, and the song is Little Symphonies. Here we go.
Thank you.
just heard Little Symphonies by My Dad Versus Yours off the album of the same name. And My Dad Versus Yours is a pretty cool band, and I really like the name of the band because there's just something so whimsical about it. What was I thinking of? Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of what to get my friends for Christmas still. And I was thinking, this is something that I've been wanting to do for a while, which is a weird thing to want to do, but I want to have a calendar. I want to have a sexy calendar of me, like a pinup calendar, but of me, like, posing and stuff, and I think it would be a funny thing to make and give to my friends. Just because then they would be like, well, let me check my calendar. And then there would just be like a picture of me flexing. And I would get to be like Mr. October as well as all of the other months. And I think it would be really fun. And I could do, like, I could pose in like weird positions and like pretend to be a mechanic and all the village people. But I haven't decided whether my ego is quite that large. I do have, my one greatest weakness is mirrors, though. Like, whenever I'm in my house, I'll like spend like, I don't know, a good 5 minutes just like flexing. I walk past the mirror without a shirt on and I'm like, oh, now I have to do this again. And it's interesting because I know it's kind of a silly thing. I mean, it's not silly to be like proud of your body, but it's silly to like check yourself out. And so it makes me laugh. And so I'm doing it because a part of me needs that, I guess, and I'm doing it because it's just fun. I don't know, it makes me laugh. Anyway, that was a weird side note. The things I tell you guys, man, that's okay. I'm okay being open about it. So I hope you liked that last song, and I want to play another song. I want to play another couple songs. This next song coming at you, coming right at you through the airwaves, is by a band called the Besnard Lakes, and the song is Albatross.
Thank you.
I like that song. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. We have lots more like it today. This is really nice to be doing. As always, I quite enjoy this activity of mine. And I'm glad you guys want to share it with me, especially the fact that Christmas is a pretty big day and you guys are putting aside your precious time to listen to the inane ramblings of a confused and misunderstood boy. Oh, that reminds me. So I had just, when I was doing exam studying, because I'm a student at UBC, I'm in biochem, so I need to study a lot. And I was going so insane by the end of it. I came up with this voice that you only use when you're talking about butter. I don't know why, but like I'd be cooking or something. I was making some fried eggs, and I put a bit of butter in the pan to fry the eggs in, and then I realized that it might not have been enough butter, so I was like, maybe I need to put some more butter in this pan. And that just became the butter voice. So anyway, the point of that story, I guess, primarily, is I'm lonely, and I need to get out more. I need a girlfriend. And then the secondary point of that story is if you ever need some more butter, it helps if you make a weird voice. Huh. Okay. I often wonder what's going to come out when I open my mouth, and sometimes I get surprised. Shall we move onward with the song word? The next song. The next song I want to play is a song called Almost Blue by a band called Moon King. Here we go.
Welcome back. This is the Spice of Life.
That was Almost Blue by Moon King. And you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. And what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, I want to share with you guys why we need vitamin D and how it gets activated, because it's pretty cool. So it was one of the things we learned in the biochem class, one of the ones anyway that I've been taking. And vitamin D is pretty neat. It's a cholesterol derivative that gets synthesized in your body, and then it sits in your skin, gets shipped to your skin. And when you get exposed to UV light from the sun, or you can like stand under a UV light thing, like a tanning booth or something, there's a photolytic reaction of the vitamin D precursor in your skin that changes the molecule a little, like the UV light breaks a bond in the molecule. And then once that happens, it gets sent to the liver and then the kidney for a couple modification steps, and then you get working active vitamin D. And then from there, it gets sent to the tissues that it's needed, like the liver, the kidney, and the bone-producing cells, where it mediates calcium uptake. So you need it in your bone cells, for example, because the bones are made out of calcium. So you get the vitamin D entering the cell, and it triggers, like, it tells the cell to take in more calcium, and then the cell takes in more calcium. But I think it's really neat that you need to go and get sunlight. That's why they say you need to get sunlight for the vitamin D, because if you don't get enough sunlight, then you don't have enough calcium regulation in your body, and you're going to get rickets or something that you don't want. Anyway, that's your sciencey type fact for the day. What time is it? We're doing great for time, and I got lots to play today. So that last song was a bit dream poppy. There's a bit more dream pop probably to come, but more post-rock too. So let's just keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. Yeah. This next song is by a band called The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, which is one of my favorite band names. And the song is Young Adult Friction. We'll be right back. 80s, Ben. First dream pop and then indie? I thought this was supposed to be a post-rock show. What kind of radio show host are you? Disgruntled listener, I'm doing my best. I am. But I want to share some other stuff, too, sometimes. It's not all about post-rock. A lot of people think, because I have, like, a post-rock show, that post-rock is all I listen to. But that's so far from true. It's on a scale of 1 to the moon landing. It's a veritable moon landing in untruth. I don't know. I'm not into the whole conspiracy thing. Anyway, other stuff is out there, so I want to play some other stuff too. But we should be circling back around. There's some more post-rock to come, which is good. Good, because I try to keep it in the genre, but sometimes I just can't help myself. But I haven't played any rap songs yet, except for the one time Ryan and I had the rap battle. But I haven't played any legit, real rap songs. And I want to. I might play some Shad one day, because he's really cool. He's a Vancouverian fellow. Nice guy. Anyway, still Christmas, which is crazy. Another year. Wow, it's going to be 2015. Time marches on. Time stops for no man. I always like that quote. Clearly, due to my ramblings, I'm running out of things to talk about, so let's play another song. This song is by a French band. And the song is called The Evening Was Cold, But We Felt Warm Inside. The band name is Parks, spelled with a Q. That's P-A-R-Q-K-S. And The Evening Was Cold, But We Felt Warm Inside. Hopefully like your Christmas. Here we go. Thank you.
How about that?
I know it's a little quiet at the start, but that's the nature of music that builds. That was The Evening Was Cold, But We Felt Warm Inside by Parks. And it's still Christmas. Still Christmas. Can't think of any. I should look. I'm going to look up more Christmas puns because there are some good ones. Christmas puns. Where are we? You'd think I would have done this during the song, but that would be the kind of thing that someone that was prepared would do. This is good. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? A cookie sheet. What do lions sing at Christmas? Jungle bells? I guess they take pride in their singing. Little pride joke, because lions are in prides. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the regular alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L. What else? What would you get if you ate the Christmas decorations? Tinselitis. Feels a little forced. That's all I'm going to say. What else? Let's play another song. This next song is by Random Forest. The song is Hibernation. It's pretty new. It came out like 2 weeks ago. And it's like an ambient drone starting, but then it turns into post-rock. So it's good. Sort of like the same plot diagram as the last episode. So this is Random Forest playing Hibernation. Thank you. That was Random Forest playing the song Hibernation. And I want to read you guys a quick little story that I like. So, it's about the lazy naval officer. I was once on a U.S. military ship having breakfast in the wardroom, the officer's lounge, when the operations officer walks in. This guy is the definition of not a morning person. He's still half asleep, bleary-eyed, basically a zombie with a bagel. He sits down across from me to eat his bagel, and he is just barely conscious. My back is to the outboard side of the ship, and the morning sun is blazing in one of those portholes, putting a big, bright circle of light right in his barely conscious face. He's squinting and chewing and basically just remembering how to be alive for today. It's painful to watch. But then the zombie operations officer stops chewing, slowly picks up his phone, and dials the bridge. In his well-known, I'm still totally asleep voice, he says, "Hey, it's the operations officer. Could you shift our bar, Pat?" "Yeah, 165, thanks." And puts the phone down, and he just sits there, squinting, waiting. And then, ever so slowly, I realize that the big blazing spot of the sun has begun to slide off the zombie's face and onto the wall behind him. After a moment, it clears his face, and he blinks slowly a few times, and the brilliant beauty of what I just witnessed begins to overwhelm me. By ordering the bridge to adjust the ship's back-and-forth patrol by about 15 degrees, he's changed our course just enough to reposition the sun off his face. He literally just redirected thousands of tons of steel and hundreds of people so that he could get the sun out of his face while he eats his bagel. I am in awe. He slowly picks up his bagel, and for a moment I'm terrified at the thought that his own genius may escape him, that he may never appreciate the epic brilliance of his laziness, since he's not going to wake up for another hour. But between his bites, he looks at me and pauses to give me the faintest sly grin before returning to gnaw slowly on his zombie bagel. And I like that story. That is a story of unparalleled laziness. So, moving onward then, I want to play a song by a band called Infinity Shred. It's called The Last City Infinity Shred Remix. It's a little electronic, but it's still post-rock. So here we go. And we are back. That was Infinity Shred playing The Last City, or I guess their remix of The Last City. And we are running out of time again. It's so sad. It'll be okay. I'll be back next week. But thank you for joining me for Christmas on your Christmas holidays, or I suppose on December 25th for people that don't celebrate Christmas. But I hope that you guys have gotten to spend time with your family. And, I don't know. That last song was electronic-y. Infinity Shred's cool. They're like electronic post-rock. And I can get into it. I can really get into it. I really dig that stuff. Sit there getting my groove on. I wish I knew how to play guitar, because then I would be better at playing air guitar. And I think that would just be good, a good thing to have. A good skill to have in case, like, you're on an airplane and the airplane's going down and one of the stewardess runs out. Is there anyone that can land this plane? And then I would stand up and I'd be like, I can do a pretty good air guitar. And then they'd be like, you're the best man we've got. And then I would land the plane. I recently just watched Airplane, can you tell? Great movie. Great movie. So, we're running out of time, which means that I need to say that Marco should be up next with Astro Talk. And then a bunch of other quality programming as well. Quality stuff in CITR. It's not just me. There are plenty of other much better shows. In fact, don't even listen to this one. Just listen to some of the other shows because they're just better. We have a Facebook page. You guys should like it. It's a good way for us to get in contact and have a chat and help me get to know you guys. And when you like it, it gives me the warm fuzzies. And it gives me the warm, cuddly feeling. So do that. It's Spice of Life, 101.9 FM, CITR. And I would be appreciative of you guys doing that. And thanks for hanging out with me today. And I will see you next Thursday. Or hear you. You hear me. I'll talk at you next Thursday and play music for you. Same time, 2 to 3. Come hang out. Have a great day. Have a beautiful week. And I will let Them the Sky play us out with their song Echolalia. Thank you.